Welcome to the credits. I'm Kalina Bowler. I've lived in Atlanta for years, and I'm an active member of the state's booming film and television industry. I work in locations, helping film and TV projects find the best places to shoot. Many of my colleagues relocated to Georgia for, as some of us call it, Yollywood. In this podcast, we'll explore who these people are and what exactly they do. This is The Credits from Georgia Public Broadcasting. Since FX debuted Atlanta in 2016, it's racked up multiple awards and acclaim. The series presents an authentic and nuanced perspective of the city, especially its Black community. That community is also well represented behind the scenes, thanks to the show's creator, Donald Glover, a Metro Atlanta native. The show is set in Atlanta and shot there. I met with two stand-in actors who work on the show, Joel Ray Ishman and Qualen Bradley, or Q as he likes to be called. Joel says he moved to Atlanta from Gary, Indiana to jumpstart his acting career.
Something told me that Atlanta was going to be the next big thing. Man, God told me. God told me. Mm-hmm. He told me to move to Atlanta. So I moved down here specifically for this. I went to school for theater performance. I grew up going to a performance arts school in Gary. So acting is all I do.
And Q, talk to me about who you are. Let's start with your name and where you're from. Yes. Where are your people from?
Where are my people from?
Yeah. So I was born in Germany. I was raised overseas. My father was in the military. Growing up in theater, local theater, community theater. So my father got a camera when I was like 13. I made a movie like immediately after he unpacked it. And eventually came to Atlanta to go to college after I graduated. Did some theater, did some production work, and was thrown into this industry. I found that stand-in work, not only is it stable for you like financially, so you have, as an artist, it's important to have that foundation. It's also such a great learning experience. You learn so much that you would never learn from, you know, a class. Coming from the theater, you learn so many different types of methods of acting. However, when you are on film and TV, those methods don't translate. And a lot of times those methods aren't taught. So unless you are trained by someone that has TV film experience, mm-hmm. there are certain types of acting that you would never know until you're actually on set, you know? So being a stand-in, it's a great opportunity for you to hone your skills, and it's important to know all the methods in general for theater or anything just for acting, but it's right. also something else that you can have in your tool belt about, you know, how to be on a TV film set, because there's specifics that are different. And that's what I appreciate out of the stand-in experience. It's such a learning experience. It's such a learning experience. You're learning from like cinematographers and directors and you're understanding how the politics of a set work. You're understanding who's important on set. Because I'm thinking as an actor, the actor is the most important person on the set. I'm like, actually, it's the writer, because that's the story. That's where the story comes from. But I wouldn't have known that coming in. So it just gives you a clear insight about what's happening and how the world of this works.
It sounds like the work of stand-in has really opened both of your eyes to
100%.
The possibilities.
Absolutely.
I mean, not just as an actor, but, you know, in your relationship to the rest of the crew, it sounds.
Yeah,
talk to me about so far the best experience that you have had as a stand-in mm-hmm. on any show that you've worked on, TV or movies. Go ahead, Q.
Yeah, I just finished the last major film that I did was Black Panther, and I was a stand-in for Chadwick Boseman. Mm-hmm. And that was an amazing experience for so many different reasons. And it was like a year out of my life where I was just honing my skills and working with the greats in our industry. So to me, that was amazing. And people think about the role of a stand-in during production only. However, stand-ins do a lot of things post-production. Mm-hmm. We do like a lot of insert shots and everything after the episodes are already edited. We'll probably come back and do like insert shots to make sure that everything is fine. We do that post-production, but even pre-production, and with Black Panther, it was myself, the Ryan Coogler, the director of photography, Rachel Morrison, who is amazing, the first assistant director, Lisa Satriano. So two females and a Black male, and myself and one other stand-in, and a locations person going throughout Atlanta for 3 months, just scouting locations and shot listing, going over the scenes and what the director and the DP had, what the scenes were supposed to look like for 3 months of pre-production before the first day of actually standing in for Chadwick. We were just going, doing pre-production. It was such a benefit as an actor to work so closely with a cinematographer and a director and a first AD that is visionary, and we understand, and I couldn't understand how they put shots together. I could understand how the whole world came together through their eyes, and that experience is invaluable.
Right. That's amazing. How about you?
Yeah. I would definitely chime or echo Q's experience on Black Panther. I'm sure it was great. I loved it. Just from what he told me about it, because, you know, that was Black history. But for me, my best experience would be Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I've had some great experiences on other shows as a stand-in just because of how I approach the stand-in position. I was a stand-in on a Ricky Smiley show for 3 seasons, mm-hmm. And that was great. Great crew, great cast. And Atlanta is pretty much the same. It's a small crew. It's a small crew for a TV show. And then also the head honcho, Donald Glover, he's a humble guy. Mm-hmm. He's a cool guy. He's from Stone Mountain. When we were on set and we got word of his Grammy nominations, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, hey man, that's a good look, man. He was like, yeah man, so you know, it's a lot of good people in the categories. You know, he's that type of guy. Like, dude, you just got nominated for 5 Grammys and you on your own hit TV show. He could be a certain way if he wanted to, but he's just a cool dude. He's just a regular, humble guy. And so because he's the boss, everybody under him is humble and cool as well. So like, even if you come on set and you don't have that peaceful, humble attitude, mm-hmm. you stand out in a bad way, because the top dog is like, you know, how y'all doing? You know, he speaks to everybody, and you know, it's just it's that type of vibe on set.
You're shedding light on what a stand-in is there for.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to walk me through
the technical aspect of like standing the day. In. Yeah.
So let's just say it's production day 5 mm-hmm. of 80 or whatever. And it's the day. The call is in. Everybody's like, okay, mm-hmm. call time is 7 a.m. It's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
What happens? How do you guys get to work?
Go ahead, Q. Touch on.
All right, so I'll make it quick. Get to work. We go to wardrobe, get our color cover.
Make color sure that, covers. Explain what color covers are.
Make sure that we look like the character so that the colors that we're wearing match the actor's
So you wear the exact
costume.
Same wardrobe?
No, no.
It's similar colored wardrobe.
Like if the character is wearing a brown shirt, we'll go and get a brown shirt from.
But it's not necessarily the exact same. As
that's
long
not.
As it's okay.
Unless we're doing photo doubling, which is a whole another right. thing where we have the exact same look. But for the most part, typical day, we'll just go and make sure the color cover matches mm-hmm. so that the color looks right when we're setting up the shot.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get our sides. We'll read over the entire sides for the entire
Explain
day.
Explain what
and,
sides are.
I'm sorry for those not in the industry. It's just basically your script for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Every scene in order from where you're going to shoot it. And so we go over that. Those. We memorize every single.
Yeah, we do. Explain why we do that, yeah. Q.
Because in the stand-in role, it's so important. And that's why I say blocking is an art. And people that utilize stand-ins the proper way, the production runs so much more smoother because
mm-hmm.
you're the guy that's in there while the actor's like, you know, going over their performance.
They're
you're
getting the, hair and makeup
hair
done
and makeup,
they're making
sure
their
fine.
Wardrobe is good.
Right. You're the guy that's in there that's making sure that the light hits them right. You're the one that making sure that when that you hit your mark right. And when you hit that mark at a certain line,
mm-hmm.
the focus perilla is going to do something during that time. So they need to hear that line at that mark, or they need to hear not even only marks. So they need to hear a line when you pick up something, and they need to make sure the camera's getting it, make sure the lighting is getting it. So it's extremely technical,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's so necessary because people look at our day like, oh, it's TV. It's no big deal. No, there's 12, yeah. at least 12 hour days.
Yeah.
We're actually going
at
over
least.
2-3 scenes and that's it. Cause we want to make sure that every shot is thought about, you know, every part of the blocking, and that's what we're there for, is storytelling. So there's a reason why, for example, you hit a mark during this line instead of another line. That's why it's so important for us to know what's happening, what's going on. So we set up shots mm-hmm. throughout the day, and and we just do it over and over. Yeah, every single shot, every single turn of the camera, they bring us in to make sure that the blocking is right.
Everything is rehearsed.
Everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. The shots, the angles, the lines, everything is rehearsed.
The movement of the actor.
The movement of the actor. So the director and the director of photography, like, they go aside and they look at the scene and they look at the area and they discuss, you know, what angles they want to shoot from and what type of shots they want to get. Then they would do a first team rehearsal with the cast. Mm-hmm. And so they talk about things with the cast about where they want to shoot. Like, if we're in the apartment or the townhouse, they say, okay, well, you're going to be sitting on the couch, and Donald, let's have you coming from the kitchen. So they rehearse that with the cast. Once they get that set, first team goes back to get finished getting ready. Then they call second team in, and we come and do the exact same thing that we saw them rehearse.
Okay.
So we go through the lines. We memorize the lines because it just makes it easier for us and the crew,
right,
to go through the actual lines so that everybody can get everything set as far as camera movement and shots and the lighting. So
you're literally not just standing, you're acting.
You're acting.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just we
okay.
not on camera.
Acting. That's, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's the technical setup of a stand-in.
I love it.
So.
And to be honest, I had no idea. And I've been doing this now 15 years. I didn't know.
There's basically a stand-in on every production. Check this out. Samuel L. Jackson was Bill Cosby's stand-in on The Cosby Show.
And then Anthony Mackie was Samuel L. Jackson's stand-in as well on many productions.
Yeah.
So it's such a good proving ground and training ground for developing actors.
Yeah.
So they can understand the art of being on TV film.
Samuel L. Jackson used to wear the sweaters and everything.
Yeah, okay. Y'all are blowing my mind, because that's amazing. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Wow. So you would then suggest this for people who want to act and want to get into it?
100%. 100%. Not only does it sharpen your skills, it gives you that on-set experience. So then when you are called to be part of a cast or to do first team, you have on-set experience, actual on-set experience of what your day as a cast member is going to be. The process of getting hired as a stand-in is the casting directors or the extras casting directors. Once the first team person is cast, they go out and find somebody who has that same height, body frame, sometimes skin color, hue. Let's call it hue for us. And so then that's how you get called in. And then they sometimes do an interview before production starts just to meet you and see the type of person you are. And then for us, that's how it went on Atlanta. We got called for the pilot and they interviewed us and then we came in. And
it was like any other audition, like we had lines and everything else.
Yeah, it's a great experience.
That's Joel Ray Ishman and Quellen Bradley. They're stand-in actors who work on FX's Atlanta. And that's it for us today, but we want to hear from you. If you work in the film industry, tell us what you do. We'd love to meet you. You can reach us at thecredits@gpb.org and subscribe to us on iTunes. Sean Powers produces the show. Our music is by MBB. The Credits is a production of Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Kalina Bowler. See you after the movies.